North Dakota Real Estate Headlines. New ND Property Records search tool centralizes deeds, liens, and owner data. PropertyChecker.com has launched a North Dakota-specific portal that lets users search property records, find owner information, look up deeds, and access tax, loan, and lien records in one place. ND real estate professionals can streamline due diligence and client research by accessing deeds, permits, and lien histories through a single search interface rather than fragmented county systems. Bookmark https://northdakota.propertychecker.com/ for faster property record lookups on your next ND transaction. North Dakota real estate headlines. ND Realtor Commission's Edge Above National Average new survey finds. A February 2026 survey of local agents found the average real estate commission in North Dakota is 5.84%, which exceeds the national average of 5.70%. For ND real estate professionals, this data point offers a useful benchmark when discussing commission structures with clients and positioning services in the local market. Review the full survey data at the source link to inform your pricing conversations. North Dakota Real Estate Headlines, North Dakota Real Estate Commission's What to Expect in 2024. A Redfin guide explains everything you need to know about North Dakota Real Estate Commissions in 2024, including typical costs and factors affecting rates. Understanding commission structures helps ND real estate professionals set competitive expectations and communicate value to clients in the local market. Review the full commission breakdown at flashlight.redfin.com/blog. North Dakota-Real Estate Commissions / Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers 4 things. 1, parcel zoning matches intended use. 2, setback dimensions match the survey. 3, any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4, contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most ND jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in 0 assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. 2 properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter and what survives the squeeze? In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies. Title work, survey, environmental phase 1, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar. What runs concurrently and what blocks what?